Hi, I'm Antonio Centeno, and you're listening to the Personal Image System Podcast. Welcome to the Personal Image System Podcast. I'm Antonio Centeno, your host and the founder of Real Men, Real Style. In this show, my goal is to help you learn to leverage the science of style to create your command presence. This is a personal image that sends the signal of competence and trust and will help increase your earning power and attraction levels. All show notes can be found at realmenrealstyle.com, along with hundreds of videos, articles, and infographics. Does clothing have an effect on athletic performance? This is something that's always interested me, and I'll start off with the story of getting that extra edge on your competition. So when I was back in high school, I ran cross country and track. And I remember during the seasons, I was always looking for an edge on my competition. And I remember reading an article about how capsaicin, which is basically in hot peppers, it's one of those things that apparently if you were to eat capsaicin and make it part of your diet, you would use oxygen a percentage better than if you didn't. I don't remember what the percent was exactly, but for some reason, 25%, which is outrageous and probably not the case, sticks in my head. So that night, I actually went to the store, borrowed my aunt's truck. I was living with my aunt at the time, and I bought bottles and bottles of jarred jalapeno peppers. And every single day, I was eating like three or four of these in the morning, in the evening, and it had just this, you know, actually, I did pretty well that season, but then again, I was also training. It was just, I was looking for that edge to be able to get me to state. Now, I didn't get to state. I did get to a district, which is actually, what is it? It was district. No, there's regionals. I got to regionals, so got out of my district. But it was one of those things that you're always looking for the edge if you're an athlete. So wouldn't it make sense to actually wear clothing that would give you an edge? Because when you look at the way clothing, the way people, the way athletes specifically dress now versus how they used to dress 30, 40 years ago, there's a stark difference. Not only are the men not wearing those high, really high-level shorts or those really high-level socks, they are now wearing what looks to be really a lot of skin suits or a lot of things that just conform closer to the body. Does that have an effect? Well, we're going to talk about that here in today's podcast. Now, if you want more, I want you to go check out the show notes, because in the show notes, I'm going to link to quite a few studies. I pulled this information from various scientific research. I know some of you guys want to go into the details. That's something I specialize in at Real Men Real Style. Actually, I've got a team that goes into the stacks. They go out there and they do the research because they know that you guys just don't want to be told information and not kind of be told where it's coming from. You want to be able to go in there and do deeper research yourself. So over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode73, that's where you're going to find the show notes for this particular podcast episode. But I also have an entire science of style section. And if you're looking to work, like you're looking, basically you want to work with a team, I've got a coaching program now. And this new coaching program, I'll link to it and talk a little bit about it over at the show notes. But we're just opening up for a set number of individuals. I think we're going to allow about 10 to 15 men a month in it. It's got a lot of one-on-one coaching where we work with guys to help them better understand how to dress in a manner so that they walk in the room, they are noticed. When they leave the room, they're remembered, and that they have an impact on everyone they meet so they can go out there and they can send the message that they want to send. Whether you're running a nonprofit, whether you own your own business, whether you're out there just trying to, in a sense, garner up work for your up-and-coming company, I want you guys to be able to use style to get what you want out of life. Now, getting back to style, fitness, and clothing, and everything that goes with this, let's talk about what I figured out. So there are five ways that I clearly identified that clothing does affect athletic performance. So the quick answer is yes, it does have an effect. And that's why in many ways it's become a multi-billion dollar industry. And the companies like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, they have really been able to charge what they charge for what they're offering. Although I can say that, you know, the benefits I'm talking about oftentimes are very, very tiny. And unless you're a world-class athlete, this is probably not mandatory. If you want to get in the shape, if you want to take care of your body, you want to exercise, you can do that in pretty much anything. Now, there are ways, and then there are going to be extreme situations, such as extreme heat, where having the right clothing will make a very big difference. Other times, the difference maybe is a single percentage. Other times, the difference actually doesn't even have to do with you, but how people are perceiving you. So, enough talking about this. Let's get into it. So, number one, let's talk about compression, specifically compression shorts, compression leggings. This is where we are actually putting pressure across the legs. And you've seen some of these from spandex from, about 20 to 30 years ago when it first started becoming popular in and around the buttocks and the thigh area, to now we see full and a lot of tighter compressions. We see compression socks. A lot of this stuff came out. What's interesting is it came out of the medical industry for people that had issues with circulation, compression, pants, leggings, socks, they were used to help relieve pain and to encourage more blood flow. What they started to notice, though, especially for certain athletes, is it can shorten the recovery time and it slightly increases endurance in certain types of activities. So if you're doing a lot of jumping, that's where it's actually been shown to have a, you can jump more. You're going to get more out of it. Now, when it comes to a lot of other things, the research was a bit mixed, but this is an area that they have shown that compression does have an effect. So, and the effect, it's funny, isn't always going to be physical. Sometimes it's a placebo. It's the psychological effect that they weren't able to measure or notice a physical difference, but the athlete believed that this was giving him an edge and he actually went. Now, he and she, they've done both of these studies on men and women, but the psychological effect, I think, is the interesting one because, and that's not something I'm going to get into too much here. I couldn't find too much about that, but I know for me, and maybe it was those hot peppers that had capsaicin, I know that they probably didn't have that much of an impact, but they did get me in that mindset. They do, like when I'm knocking down those hot peppers in the morning, I went out and I ran right afterwards. It was just became part of my routine. And so there is a psychological effect, I think, in bringing some of this into your workout routine. Now, next up, let's talk about heat retention. So moisture wicking and release fabrics, these do have an effect. But here's the deal, is that they need to, and they really only have a measurable effect once you have gone past a certain level of exertion. So we're talking after you've been exercising and sweating and for a while, then it shows to have an effect. Clothing, it's got to be, again, I've got to stress, it's the high exertion conditions. If it's medium to low, doesn't really have any effect, wasn't shown to increase performance. Now, what I think is interesting is they had some studies on light-colored running suits, and this was in extreme heat. So let's say you're going running out in Arizona, you're maybe in Austin, Texas, middle of the day. Instead of just running in a pair of shorts with your shirt off, with just a pair of running shoes, which I know a lot of guys decide to do, maybe you want to bring in a light-colored, wicking, specific type of long-sleeve shirt, which is going to actually do a good job of pulling moisture from the body, is going to protect you from the sun. And all of this here can help reduce and to pull better pull off of heat, because that at the end is what you want to do. So this works because, as many of you guys know, as you start, your body temperature increases. That's good up to a point. Whenever our body temperature increases, we're more alert. We start to notice things. Our blood, is usually pumping faster. But what's bad is when that goes beyond a certain point, then all of a sudden performance falls until basically your body will shut down and you can go into heat stroke and you can basically pass out and die. So that's not a good thing. So what this does is it allows you to better pull away and to reduce that heat. So that's all about with the moisture wicking and things like that. Now, let's talk about drag. So this is number three. Now, you may know that actually swimming suits, full body swimming suits, have been banned in competitive swimming. Why? Because they were shown to actually have a they were shown to have an effect on how quickly and how reducing drag of an athlete being able to go through the water. So they went through, I get it. You know, it's one of those things that you want to make sure it's fair across the board, but speed skating where you actually have to wear clothing where it's cold out there and you're not going to be out there in just a pair of shorts. This is where a lot of the latest research is coming from. And it was very clear that the right suit could actually reduce drag by up to 10%. And what this would do consistently for the athletes is it would give them a 1% increase in performance. Now, that may not sound like much, but at the higher levels where just basically milliseconds are separating places, a 1% increase may be all you need. So being able to bring in particular types of clothing, which is going to reduce drag, and again, have that psychological effect that it's reducing drag, may actually be something that you want to look at. Next up, let's talk about how uniforms and clothing that you're wearing, it affects your mindset. Now, this is interesting. It doesn't only affect your mindset, but it can affect the mindset of others, especially if you're interested in aggression. So these studies go back to 1988. The first study came out of Cornell. And then there was another one in 2011. This article was basically called the Can Uniform Color Aggression Quasi-Experimental Evidence for Professional Ice Hockey. Both of these studied ice hockey, although the 1988 study, it also studied the NFL. Because in these sports, oftentimes these guys are changing uniforms multiple times through the year, over years. So they had access to a lot of data here. And what they noticed is that the teams that wore black were consistently, when they wore black, rated at the top of the league in penalties. So they went back and they examined, like, why is this happening? Well, two reasons why. One, when the athletes actually wore black, and this is a universal color for death, for just things that are very considered to be very rough, it was just viewed, and by the people wearing it, as an aggressive color. They acted more aggressively. Now, what's interesting is from even, the trained referee to the person that didn't know anything about the sport, when they showed them and they looked at how they reacted to people in black versus lighter colors or colors that were non-black, they found that they were, again, judging these people as more aggressive. So it had a double effect here. We had not only the people wearing black perceive themselves as more aggressive, but actually the people watching perceive the people in black as being more aggressive. So where could this play out? Well, let's say you're at intramural sports. You have a choice of what the color and what color you guys are going to go with. And you realize that, hey, it's an aggressive sport. Maybe we're playing, American football, but it's going to be flag. But still, we want to get tough. We don't maybe have much skill set when it comes to the athletes, but we're going to be known as the toughest team. Well, if that is your angle, then you might as well go with black for your uniform color, because other teams are going to view you as more aggressive. You're going to view yourselves as more aggressive. I don't know if that's going to win games for you, because we don't see, the Raiders or the Penguins, actually, they win pretty well in hockey, but it is something that it's not going to guarantee victory, but it is going to guarantee statistically that you're going to be viewed as more aggressive. Next up, number five on this list, let's talk about synthetic versus cotton. So across the board, you're going to want to go with synthetic materials. And they've come a long way. It used to be that you were careful about synthetic materials. Go with, your cotton jerseys, with your cotton shorts, cotton shirts, just simply because cotton was great in the sense of, it's going to soak up the sweat. It'll wick it off eventually. The other synthetics, a lot of them were not very breathable. Nowadays, that's changed up with not only the synthetic materials, with the actual, when you go down, you look at the fiber shape and how it's made specifically to allow moisture to escape a lot of times, but also the weave of the actual fabric and how these weaves promote the moisture escaping. They actually, a lot of them have a net or a gauze weave in which they do a pretty good job of blocking the harmful rays of the sun, but they do an excellent job of allowing airflow and, again, moisture being able to wick away. So having talked about all this, again, I want you to go check out the show notes. You're going to find them over at realmenrealstyle.com/episode 73.
Thank you for listening to the Personal Image System podcast. If you would like more information on men's style, business communication, and grooming, go check out realmenrealstyle.com. There, you're going to find my free ebooks and our premium courses to help you take action on the information that will improve your life. I'm Antonio Centeno, and until next time, stay stylish.